As a manager, you want Indian guys because you are able to produce more. You have a workforce of compliant, amenable, never complaining Indian guys with an H-1B. And you are basically getting the big bonuses as a vice president because you're able to produce more because you're able to meet more deadlines. Of course, you don't care about the quality of life for the employees, that's a different game. But life can be hell for the many other Indians H-1Bs who are imported by the lower prestige Indian-run staffing companies, said the former H-1B worker. The staffing companies range from huge companies, Infosys, Wipro, and Tata, for example, to medium-sized companies and down to small-scale Indian immigrant entrepreneurs. These staffing companies import many H-1Bs and work them hard as gig workers, often moving them from city to city for short-term gig contracts. They do go through hell in many ways, yeah, said the former H-1B worker. The nationwide army of roughly 700,000 Indian H-1Bs works under multiple hierarchies: the hiring managers, the caste rules, and regional hierarchies. Those hierarchies have the unconstrained power to destroy their U.S. careers and their hopes for a valuable green card. The same hierarchies apply to more than 100,000 Indian workers who are imported via the L1, TN, CPT and OPT visa worker programs. The result is that India's visa workers will do whatever their Indian managers tell them to do, regardless of American-style professional obligations and regardless of what American customers want, according to H-1Bs and U.S. professionals who have spoken to Breitbart News. One H-1B in Delaware told a local newspaper. The U.S. is the dreamland, said a Wilmington-based H-1B worker who requested anonymity out of fear that speaking publicly could cost him his job. On H-1B, although you are near to the dream, there is always the fear factor, the man said. You can't say tomorrow, I will quit this job and move to another job. That is impossible. Those hidden hierarchies also make it difficult for U.S. employers to get much value from the gig worker H-1Bs, despite their lower salaries, say U.S. managers. For example, the hidden hierarchies pressure Indian H-1B workers to hide problems that would make them or their Indian managers look bad, say Americans. What I saw from the Indian contractors is they never wanted to admit a lack of understanding or knowledge, said Ed from Pittsburgh, who served as a project leader in a team of U.S. and India visa workers. He continued, they would always imply that they understood something, but they really didn't. They didn't want to look as if they were lacking in something for fear that they would be, you know, removed, back to India. I never really had a confidence level that they understood what you were explaining to them. This hidden pressure is softened when the gig worker H-1Bs are treated by American project managers as if they are professionals, say American managers. For example, one American project director who worked with a team of roughly 200 Indians in the United States and in India said his Indian H-1Bs never had a relationship with a manager that spoke openly to them. Normally, they still operate under a caste system. These pressures are largely invisible to most Americans, who rarely recognize the complex patterns of India's rich cultural diversity and its many regional languages. But U.S. project directors see these problems face-to-face, directors tell Breitbart News. You speak quietly about it, said Ed from Pittsburgh, adding. There clearly was an ethnic and regional favoritism problem, but it just goes unstated. I can't do anything about it. I just, yeah, see it. You've got to be careful about what you say there or, you know, you'll be sidetracked. American executives disregard these many problems and hire gig worker H-1B workers because they seem cheap, said U.S. managers. It was about money, said Rachel from Richmond, who helped implement H-1B outsourcing at a major U.S. bank. It was not about skill, it was not about anything else, it was about money. Good executives can ameliorate many problems, said Ed from Pittsburgh. But, he added, they don't seem to understand that this model that they have of bringing in these H-1B contractors and doing this work is in some cases counterproductive to productivity. Sagitech executives did not respond to numerous emails and calls from Breitbart News, so Breitbart News cannot assess the company's policies towards their imported Indian workforce. But Maryland's governor and his deputies blamed the company for the failure of Maryland's unemployment site, DepBeacon. We were hopeful that our partnership with the vendor would provide rapid solutions. Instead, it has caused a series of challenges for applicants, said an email from Secretary of Labor Tiffany Robinson. The vendor's platform could not sustain the volume of visitors to the site. This was not acceptable, and we are taking immediate actions to fix these problems. The department said on April 30 that Sagitech worked to fix some of the problems. The claimed repairs came 3 weeks after the Baltimore Sun reported April 8. Marylanders are reporting website slowdowns, busy signals and long waits on hold to submit applications for emergency cash to live on as the number of applications for unemployment in recent weeks approaches the state's total for all of 2019. And state officials said there is meanwhile no clear timeline for when residents will be able to receive an extra $600 in weekly unemployment benefits as part of the federal COVID-19 stimulus package approved by Congress and signed by President Donald Trump. All of that comes on top of an unemployment claims process that can take 3 weeks even in normal times. It'll be a month, probably, before I see money from the time I've been furloughed, said Lisa Moyer, a dental assistant on the Delmarva Peninsula who said she called the state unemployment more than 500 times Tuesday before getting through. There's got to be a better way. Americans in several other states also suffered when they could not quickly register for unemployment via Sagitech's H-1B software. The company boasts of selling its unemployment insurance software to South Carolina, Washington, D.C., and Ohio, which signed a contract with Sagitech in January 2019. In South Carolina, glitches, delays plague SC's overloaded unemployment system during COVID-19 pandemic, the Greenville News reported April 8. Ashley Strickland, a recently hired medical assistant within MedHealth, sought unemployment benefits last month after her hours were cut. Strickland said she filed her claim 2 weeks ago and she's been checking back a couple of times each day. It remains listed as pending, she said. She is not alone. Countless workers who have been laid off during the COVID-19 pandemic are complaining on social media that South Carolina's unemployment system is bedeviled by glitches and delays. In Ohio, Cleveland.com reported April 13. As of Friday, more than 696,000 people had applied for unemployment compensation in the state of Ohio in the 3 weeks since state officials ordered businesses to close to prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus. For many people seeking unemployment checks, the process has been frustrating. Many have had to deal with misunderstandings with the unemployment office, long waits on the phone and, once they are finally approved, inconsistent or low payouts. In Washington, D.C., USA9 reported April 14. Laid-off workers wait weeks to get unemployment benefits in D.C., adding, "The overload caused many problems with the city trying to get benefits to the workers. Many workers said between the obsolete website and call centers, they've spent weeks trying to get benefits, but have had no luck." Aretha Yates worked at a restaurant downtown before the pandemic hit. When she got laid off, she immediately applied for benefits. Her claims were processed, but she got no money. She started calling. "Within a week, I called 4 times, stayed on hold about 4 hours each call, and then the phone hung up," Yates said. The company posted a blog defending its record in Maryland. "We know many Marylanders experienced slowness and technical issues during the first several days of using Beacon OneStop. We also understand that user experience is extremely important. This is why we have worked without ceasing to continuously improve that experience for Marylanders over the last week." Sagitech and the Maryland Department of Labor have worked tirelessly to address reported issues, comments, and support emails. "Our work has proved fruitful. Wait times for claimants have reduced to zero and we expect it to remain that way." In addition, over 201,000 Marylanders have filed their weekly claim certifications this week. On Sunday alone, the new system processed over 141,000 weekly claim certifications, with claimants filing an average of 5,800 weekly certifications every hour. This is more than double the 65,000 weekly claim certifications that were processed last Sunday, April 26. But Sagitech's problems are just one more example of the quality problems that beset companies whose executives build their business around the H-1B visa workers. For example, the underperforming and over-budget Obamacare website was a political disaster for President Barack Obama, and it came after the main contractor, CGI, hired H-1BS. Click.com reported. There is some evidence that this project was, at least in part, offshored and that H-1B, temporary foreign worker, visas were used extensively. This seems to have led to decisions such as the code supporting the obscure Indian Gujarati language and comments being written in a style consistent with offshore programmers. The Obamacare websites for other states also got entangled in H-1B problems. Also, MillerCoors sued HCL Tech for $100 million in 2017. Tata Consulting was hit with a $940 million fine after it was sued by Wisconsin-based Epic Systems. British Airways outsourced its operations to India before the airline's network crashed. Most importantly, Boeing's top management reportedly emphasized cost savings above engineering and also outsourced critical software to an Indian company, which then reportedly hired Indian graduates straight out of college, before the not fully explained Boeing 737 MAX disasters. Moreover, numerous lawsuits have been filed against Indian H-1B companies in the United States for national discrimination, visa fraud, sexual discrimination, and securities fraud. The Indian press keeps a close track of H-1B fraud indictments in the United States and also covers domestic corruption in India. H-1B workers also drain funding from the local economy. For example, each H-1B spends just 25% of their wages in local rents, consumption, and taxes, according to a 2017 interview of one Indian recruit based in California. Moreover, each H-1B hire can work with five additional people back in India, said the lawyer, Navneet Chugh, founder of the Chugh Law Firm. U.S. companies are looking to change it to 1090. 2. Reduce the reliance on U.S.-based on-site employees and work will slowly shift offshore, he said. Software failures are so common they are regarded as routine by companies, but not by voters who may blame politicians for the software failures. While we have been able to handle this volume better than many other states in the country, it is simply not good enough, Governor Hogan told a press conference on April 29. He continued. The IT contractor who developed this site and the Department of Labor have fallen short of the high standard that we have set. And the people of Maryland deserve better and the buck stops with me. So I am going to make sure that they do and that we do whatever it takes to get this straight so that every single Marylander gets every single penny of financial assistance that they deserve.